Good morning, and welcome to the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I hope everyone is having a great start to their morning. Happy, happy Thursday. So grateful that our trash got picked up for some reason last week. There was a mix-up. I don't know. It happened in June also. Finally got it together and they came to pick up our trash. We still got rid of our trash, but we get a pickup every Thursday. So happy that that happened. As I'm drinking my coffee, I'm rambling about that. But today's show is not about that. It's about the scene book. We're going to continue with the book by author Sandra Schofield, A Primer for the Fiction Writer. And I am going to continue on this book today. But first of all, I wanted to share some news. And I'm still going to go over the wrap-up. But I wanted to say that I finally uploaded Closure to Ingram Spark. I'm hoping that the files are good and that they'll approve them. But unfortunately, right now, they're doing some maintenance on the site. So I have to wait to log in and check it later. But I think I finally got it. The ebook was fine. It was the print book that was giving me issues. I've uploaded that and hopefully it'll be available also through Ingram Spark. Now, the other piece of news is my books, Chasing Clarity and The Diary of the Broken Father. I'm going to be updating them. I've always felt like they needed a bit more work. Not that I wasn't content with what I wrote, but you know, as you become an author, writer, and you start working on other stories, like I had it, I had gotten Chasing Clarity edited a few times, but the last time I got it edited, I didn't really get the feedback like back and forth that I'm used to, and I always felt like it needed something, you know, like needed more of another look to the story. The basic story is there. I'm not saying it isn't, but I always felt like that needed to get more updated. So I'm updating Chasing Clarity and The Diary of the Broken Father. I'm going to be taking them off Amazon for just until I update them. I already found an editor for those books. But it might take till the end of this year, maybe sooner. It all depends. Because right now I am working on my thriller, Battered Mind, which I hope to finish the final draft before this year and submit it again to my editor through Readzy. That's another editor altogether. And then once she looks at it and gives it back to me, then hopefully I'll know if I can already start publishing it, and I still don't know if I'm going to do self-publishing, independent publishing, or try to look for a traditional publisher to publish it with. So that might even take longer. But and these are news that I usually share at the end, and I'm still going to go over the wrap-up, but I wanted to share that and start with that. As I'm enjoying my coffee, it's through Black Rifle Coffee. It's the Freedom Roast. My husband ordered those. He got us hooked on those because Ms. Wanglin, a teacher that I work with, she's a friend also. Shout out to her and all the CCK team. We work together. Well, I'm a building sub at Fuquay Marina Elementary. Shout out to everyone there. And I work with CCK and pre-K and all the other teachers, but Miss Nicole, Miss Liz, and Miss Tennille or Miss Thompson, all of them are good friends. And Miss Nicole told me that her husband her husband loved the Black Rifle Coffee, and my husband had already mentioned it to me. And then he went and stopped at East Hardware Store and got some coffee for us, and I loved it. And we drink it, and I gave him for our anniversary a subscription to Black Rifle Coffee, and now we get it monthly, and he ordered some mugs and other stuff, so it's pretty neat. And then Liz gave me a gift card. I used that too, so right now I'm drinking the Freedom Roast. But anyway, but enough of the rambling. I also wanted to send a big shout out to my dear sisters, all of them, my sister Erica, Frances, and Lisa and Shannon. Shout out to all of you. God bless you. Shannon, I'm glad you're okay. Shannon told me a story that about, you know, how life is short and you find out how short it is when you go through something. And, you know, life comes at, like, I think there was a line in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, life comes at you fast, and then all these changes happen. And this is, you know, and you got to be willing to see, to make the best of everything, because you never know, each moment that you live in this world, you just got to make it the most special. So thank God you're okay, Shannon, and everything is well. And shout out to all of you, and also happy birthdays to my husband, Jeremy, my dear sister Lisa, and all those that are celebrating birthdays. My brother-in-law Joe, my sister Erica's one of my favorite brother-in-laws, and all the people that are going to be celebrating July birthdays. Shout out to all of you. But shout out to all of you. Sorry. I just wanted to start with that. And good morning, everyone. I hope everyone's having a fantastic start to their morning. Happy, happy Thursday. I'm enjoying my coffee, and we're going to start right back with The Scene Book, A Primer for the Fiction Writer by Sandra Schofield. We'll be right back. And welcome back to The Daily with Syl Stein, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. And now we're going to start back with The Scene Book, a continue from the other show we did, I think it was Monday or Tuesday. The Scene Book, a primer for the, oh, Tuesday. For The Scene Book, a primer for the fiction writer by Sandra Schofield. We're going to start back with recommended movies, I think. Oh, no, wait a minute, sorry. We left off with, I think we had started with page 5 on the basics, where we're talking about movies. I'm going to go ahead and start from there in the second paragraph of that page. All too often, the apprentice fiction writer gets caught up in the thoughts of characters and forgets to make something happen in a scene. Because remember, a lot of other scenes from movies stay with us, from movies we love, from anywhere from Ferris Bueller to The Great Gatsby to there's different Pretty in Pink, Pride and Prejudice, the old version, the new version. There's scenes that just stay with us. All too often, the apprentice fiction writer gets caught up in the thoughts of characters and forgets to make something happen in a scene. The writer forgets that actions cause reactions. Narrative is sensory and active, and movies exploit those aspects of a story. Written narrative is rich in a different way because the writer can delve into more aspects of an experience than a movie can, taking us deep into the souls of characters, balanced with and illuminating action. We're able to share in the memories and digressive consciousness of characters. Think of Virginia Woolf and Chekhov. Because images are seen only in the mind, readers have to participate in the process of the story, and the writer has immense latitude in moving about in time and space, confident that the reader will follow. So although there are things to be learned from screenwriting about developing characters and stories, I don't recommend trying to learn narrative structure from screenplays. Hollywood loves a formula, and that's not what you need. Most good indie films ignore the formula, and you don't want to turn to movie memories for images to use in your fiction any more than you would use passages from other writers' books. So that's an important thing she mentions. Moving on to page 6. There are ways to use movies to your advantage as an apprentice writer. I've already mentioned looking at the ways character is revealed through action. And as a moviegoer, you know that viewers expect a certain amount of speed and spectacle. So without undercutting your sensibility, you can keep the likely impatience of readers in mind if you recognize that you have a tendency to wander. Keep an eye on the distance between moments of action. One way is to intersperse long passages of narration with vivid bits from scenes. Short story writers have to be deft at this because it is economical, something the form demands. Movies are also good source material for writing practice. There are particular movie scenes that you love. Watch them over and over and try writing them as if they are scenes in a novel. This frees you from having to make things up so that you can concentrate on how to convey what happened. What went by so quickly on the screen will take you much longer to put on the page because the visual aspects have to be conveyed in words. You will have to integrate all that description with the action. A great exercise, and you will almost involuntarily emphasize event over emotion, that is, the external over the internal. Again, a good exercise. At the same time, you can do what the screenwriter couldn't do, which is to employ character interiority. As one aspect of emotional response, you can turn the movie scene into prose fiction. Do not turn to the novelized movie books for models. They're just scripts written out a bit. If you enjoy doing this, some screenplays are published, and you can use the dialogue and develop the rest. It doesn't really matter if you have the dialogue right, though, as long as you write a scene. Sorry, we were interrupted when the phone rings and I'm recording. It'll stop the recording. So welcome back to the daily part 2. We'll resume where we were, I was at with the book by author Sandra Schofield, The Scene Book, A Primer for the Fiction Writer. Okay, it says, at the same time, you can do what the scene writer couldn't do, which is to employ character interiority. Which means is the reflection and musing that the character does without speaking his or her thoughts. This may include thinking about not only the present action, but also triggered memories and flashback scenes, which I'm constantly doing in my new book, Battered Mind. I may share an excerpt maybe today. We'll see. Let's see here. It goes, okay. You can turn the movie scene into prose fiction. Do not turn to the novelized movie books for models. They're just scripts written out a bit. If you enjoy doing this, some screenplays are published and you can use the dialogue and develop the rest. It doesn't really matter if you have the dialogue right, though. As long as you write a scene you are pleased with. Here are some screenplays that I suggest because they have scenes that transfer to thinking in prose. That means in fiction. So here we go, or prose like you're writing that you're doing. Recommended movie. She says Babette's Feast. Based on a story by Isaac Dinesen, Karen Blixen. This would be an interesting film to look at after you work through chapter 11, which is big scenes. It involves the preparation of a lavish feast by a French refugee who has won the lottery and spends it all to thank the Danes who took her in. Trying to convey the puzzlement of the repressed Danes will challenge you. Capture the horror of the devout sisters surveying the kitchen who consider the rich food a sign of witchery and who vow to eat but not to taste the rich fare. Since it's not in English, you can focus on the sensuality of the scene. The Breakfast Club, that's a good one, it's a classic. 5 high school students meet in Saturday detention.
Pick the scene that you enjoyed the most and try to convey the action crisply. I'd pick one of the main characters and focus on him or her enough that you feel you can write a scene and make up the dialogue. You know the essence of the scene from watching it, without trying to copy exactly what was in the film. In this way, you practice observing and then translating into prose. It doesn't matter if it's faithful to the script. The Crying Game. This movie was famous for outing the girlfriend as transgender, but that's not the part I recommend. If you're interested in writing action scenes, study the opening scenes of this movie when the IRA captures a black British soldier. Plan the scene sequence, spelling out the beats of action, each step in the rush of the kidnapping. Then write one of the scenes you might want to try your hand at rendering, the poor guy's terror once he's in enemy hands. So that's another one. And then there's Desert Bloom, a classic coming-of-age film in which a girl learns about herself and her troubled father, a veteran during the time of the Nevada bomb testing in the 50s. Scenes range from intimate, poignant ones between the girl and her visiting aunt to the father's violent outbursts at his family. John Boyd and Ellen Barkin are especially good, with great emotional gestures for you to convey with words. The movie is structured in a patchwork of scenes, and there are many that are developed well enough for study. Try a quieter one, such as between the aunt and the girl, and then one with Boyd in high gear. There's one where he tears up his study, and then one where he blows up at his family. So there's many different ones, and they mention also Dirt. This is a Nancy Savoca movie about the lives of those who clean up after rich people in New York. Not the comedy by the same name. The main character is a Salvadorian woman. The movie is a visual feast and perfect for our purposes because it is focused on character rather than spectacle. Every scene would serve you at the very least pick two or three that contrast in setting, number of people in the scene, emotional tone, etc. There's a wonderful little scene in the kitchen when the mate looks for a sponge, finds a whole drawer full of them. She starts to take a couple for herself and then has an attack of conscience. There are some sexy scenes with her husband. There are scenes in El Salvador as well as on the Upper East Side of New York. So there's that Dirt. There's HUD, Stand By Me, which is a coming-of-age movie. And that's try to capture in words the early scene with the boys walking down the rails. Got a wonderful range of kid types and great conflict between the good kids and the bullies as they all try to find the body of someone who was killed by a train. You can have fun hinting at the 50s setting too. No fair looking at the original Stephen King text. And then there's HUD. There's a barroom fight and a pig wrestling contest. Good luck. Wonderful sexual banter. Big scenes outdoors with sick Mexican cattle and a young, gorgeous Paul Newman. The opening is a great scene sequence with a teenage boy looking for Newman after a night of carousing. So there's a lot of stuff there going on. Tender Mercies, Witness. This one is a beautifully crafted screenplay. This unusual Hollywood film also offers a wide variety of kinds of scenes, from one-on-one to expanses of wheat fields. My favorite scene to write would be when the little boy is taken to the police station, wanders around and recognizes the bad guy in a photo on the wall. Challenge yourself and write the scene in which the folks build a barn in a day. And then there's memorable prose scenes. Of course, it says, what you really want is to write terrific prose scenes, so you will want to find examples that have impressed you. Recently, I made a trip with my husband from Oregon to Montana, and along the way, I posed the question to him, what scenes from your reading came to mind as memorable? We went back and forth. Delighted, not only by the pleasure of our recollections, but also by the discovery that we had each read just about everything mentioned by the other. I guess you could call ours a reading marriage. I will mention just a few of these passages, but I'm not going to insert scenes. I would rather send you to the original works to read them in context. I hope my list will inspire you to make your own. So All the Pretty Horses is one she writes. Cat's Eyes, A Flag for Sunrise, Rabbit Run, The Last Temptation of Christ. So those are some of the ones that she writes about, are her memorable scenes. I'll read one of these. All the Pretty Horses. We passed 100 miles retelling favorite scenes from the Cormac McCarthy Border Trilogy. Among lots of dark scenes was one comic one early on. Two Texas teenagers riding into Mexico meet up with a geeky younger kid, Blevins. They wish they hadn't, but they feel some responsibility for him. A huge thunderstorm is coming and they tell him to take cover the best they all can. He ignores their advice and rides on. He's so terrified of lightning he wants to try to outrun it. There's such a great scene sequence. First they find him crouched under some tree roots with all his clothes off. He's afraid his snaps will draw lightning and he won't come out even when the boys tell him he could drown in such a low place. When they next come upon him, he's walking along in a washed out gully and he's lost one of his boots. A darn hard thing for a cowboy. He's naked except for his shorts. Worst of all, he lost his horse. We also love the opening scene sequence of the second book in the trilogy, The Crossing. It concerns the hunt for a Mexican wolf that has crossed the border, and it has a mesmerizing, mythic quality in its evocation of the landscape and of the relationship between the young tracker and the willy beautiful wolf. So, this is a retelling of the story, not the actual. But so this is what she writes about the different scenes and the different books that you can use. But those are just her recommendations in the scene book, a primer for the fiction writer. I hope that you will check those out and possibly read them and go into the different ones. But now that I am, now that we're going to be going into the next section will be what is a scene. I will, that's going to be for the next show. We'll talk about what is a scene, the four basic scene elements, and the different beats that the scene has. We'll go into those next time. But I will be right back with the wrap-up. And I will, in the wrap-up, I will include a little excerpt of my new book, Battered Mind, which I hope I'll be able to publish by the end, hopefully by next year. And but I haven't decided if I'm going to continue with with the self-publishing, indie publishing, or I will go into traditional publishing with this book. But I will read an excerpt from it, and we'll be right back to the Daily with Silstein, back to the show, The Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM, which presents the Coffee Chronicles, and we'll be right back with the wrap-up. We're back to the Daily with Silstein, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles, and we're doing the wrap-up today. So today, I'm going to read a little excerpt of my book, Battered Mind, and then, next show we will continue with the scene book, A Primer for the Fiction Writer by author Sandra Schofield. I hope you enjoyed learning about
scenes, and hopefully you have more to work with now. Let's see here. Trying to move this mouse, but I've had nothing but issues with this. Okay. So I'm gonna read from a little excerpt. Let's see. I don't know why this always becomes so hard to do. Oh goodness, it's one thing after another. And then you try to open it and it won't do it. Goodness sakes. What? This is just so hard. Give me one second. It always, when I'm trying to record something, it gives me such problems. Or at least when I'm trying to read, an excerpt, a short excerpt anyway, of Battered Mind. Okay, let me see here. Okay, I'm going to read a little bit of Battered Mind. Part 1, or Battered Mind, by Sylvia Stein. Secrets. When a secret forms, it begins small. One secret builds up into another, and then another one, each secret keeping the other alive until eventually so many have been created that it's hard to tell where it all began. I always thought secrets were things we kept to ourselves, which were never to be revealed. I believed that by keeping a secret, that meant that the truth could never hurt you or even haunt you. But it turns out I was wrong. I know, because these secrets that I have kept within me have really hurt me. And yes, they've also haunted me. Each time I close my eyes, everything I try to hide makes my heart beat fast, and a bad feeling takes over me. I begin to feel a cold chill take over my body, and it becomes harder to breathe. I'm a prisoner in my own head. Words just stop making sense, and I do not know where to turn. And that's a little bit of Battered Mind, little part of it. It's a thriller, and it's the character is very tormented. She's dealing with a lot, and the main character's name is Sadie. And you'll learn more about that, but I hope that you've enjoyed even a small excerpt of the story, and I hope to bring you more of it next time. But for the next show, which I hope I will do Saturday, I would like to go into one of these scenes and try to work on a film, whether it's The Breakfast Club or another movie that maybe wasn't mentioned that you might want to focus on writing a scene. I'm going to try to work on an example for you guys by picking a movie and then just reading it out loud. And then we'll come back and continue on the book by Sandra Schofield, The Scene Book, A Primer for the Fiction Writer. And continue on with this on The Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents The Coffee Chronicles. I'm also going to try to incorporate other writers to come in to talk about the book and what their thoughts are. I'm going to try to give them examples and see how they feel of when they work on scenes, or in general, just working on scenes and how they go about doing that. So I hope you'll join me. I hope you enjoyed today's show. As I said, hopefully in August, I'm going to be working on a newsletter for The Daily with Sil Stein, which also presents The Coffee Chronicles. And I want to send a big shout out to my PAs, Samantha Socorso and Tara James. And like I said, I'm trying to upload closure on, I have uploaded it on Instagram, but I don't know if it uploaded the right cover. This is where I'm having issues. I need to check because I thought I fixed that yesterday. It seemed like it had been fixed anyway. But other than that, hopefully it'll closure will also be uploaded on Instagram. I'm going to upload a new file to Amazon for closure, and I'm going to unpublish Chasing Clarity and Diary of a Broken Father and have those updated hopefully by the end of this year. Hopefully start in August, September, maybe by October or sooner, they'll be back out there, and then I can finally upload them to Ingram Spark as well, and while I'm working on Battered Mind. So there's a lot going on in my author world as well. I hope everyone's having a great day, enjoying your coffee. I'm enjoying my Freedom Roast Black Rifle coffee today. As I said, it's really, really good. They have different flavors. If you haven't checked them out, please do. Or, you know, any coffee that you, you know, want to talk about or share. I also plan to try to get more interviews, author interviews, editors, etc. And I'll discuss that more with you on the next show and as we go. And thank you again for joining me on the Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. And it's also available in many other platforms. Please check them out. Spotify is another one, and Apple Podcasts, etc. But I also wanted to say, I hope you'll support the podcast. It'll let you know how to do that. And thank you again for joining me on the Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM. Have a happy and blessed rest of your day, and happy Thursday. Have a great one.